This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his Fiji counterpart Sithiveni Rabuka in Delhi today. Mr. Modi will host a lunch in the honour of the visiting dignitary. Mr. Rabuka arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India. He is accompanied by his spouse Suleti Rabuka. The delegation include Minister of Health and Medical Services Ratu Antonio Lalabalavu and senior officials. This is the first visit to India by Prime Minister Rabuka in his present capacity. The Prime Minister of Fiji will call on President Draupadi Murmu this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat beginning today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees at Khodaldham ground in Ahmedabad this evening. Prime Minister will also address a public function on the occasion. The projects to be launched today are related to urban development, energy, roads and railways. On the second day of his visit tomorrow, Mr. Modi will inaugurate localized production of hybrid battery electrodes and flag off battery electric vehicle exports to 100 countries at Hansalpur in Ahmedabad. India's ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, has said that India will continue buying oil from wherever it gets the best deal and take measures to protect its national interest. In an interview to a Russian news agency, Vinay Kumar said the U.S. decision to increase tariffs on Indian imports by 25%, totaling 50% due to New Delhi's purchase of Russian oil, is unfair, unreasonable and unjustified. He emphasized that India's energy policy aims to secure reliable supplies for its citizens and that its cooperation with Russia and other countries has contributed to global oil market stability. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 8 people, including 2 women and 1 child, were killed and 45 others injured in a road accident on National Highway 34 in Bulandshahr late last night. The incident occurred near Ghatal village when a container hit a tractor full of devotees. The devotees of Gogaji were going to Rajasthan's Goga Medi from UP's Kasganj. The injured have been admitted to the hospital in Khurja. The truck that caused the accident is in police custody. Bulandshahr SSP Dinesh Kumar Singh said that the accident happened on NH34 on the Aligarh border around 2:15 a.m.
8 लोगों की मृत्यु हो गई है, 45 लोग अभी चिकित्सारत, जिसमें से 3 लोगों को छोड़कर और की स्थिति ठीक बताई जा रही है, 3 लोग वेंटिलेटर पर हैं, 10 लोगों को भेजा गया है अलीगढ़ मेडिकल कॉलेज में, 10 डिस्ट्रिक्ट हॉस्पिटल में हैं और शेष 23 लोगों का इलाज कैलाश हॉस्पिटल में चल रहा है, प्राथमिकता जो है घायल लोग हैं उनकी चिकित्सा पर है।
इंडियन एस्ट्रोनॉट एंड ग्रुप कैप्टन सुभांशु शुक्ला अराइव्ड इन लखनऊ टुडे। उत्तर प्रदेश डेप्यूटी चीफ मिनिस्टर ब्रजेश पाठक वेलकम शुभांशु एट लखनऊ एयरपोर्ट। ऑन द वे लखनऊ रेजिडेंट welcomed and greeted him by showering flowers and showing the tricolour at various places. The Delhi Metro Rail Corporation or DMRC has announced a hike in its fares. In a social media post, DMRC said that the increase is minimal, ranging from 1 rupees to 4 rupees only, depending on the distance of travel. It added that the hike may go up to 5 rupees for the airport express line. The new slabs have come into effect from today. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over northwestern parts of the country for the next 2 days. According to the IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected at isolated places over Gujarat, Odisha, Rajasthan and Uttarakhand till tomorrow. Meanwhile, Delhi NCR experienced light to moderate rain and thunder showers early in the morning. Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya has said that India aspires to be among the top 5 sporting nation in the world by 2047, the centenary of the country's independence. Addressing the opening ceremony of the Commonwealth Weightlifting Championships at Ahmedabad, Mr. Mandaviya said, under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, India has progressed by leaps and bounds in the sporting sector and many reforms have been introduced in the area. He said the Prime Minister has kept a goal to take the country among top 10 in the world in the next 10 years. And that is the end of this news bulletin.